Chapter 11, Increase Traffic Generation Through Pinterest. Pinterest is one of the hottest and fastest growing social networking sites on the web. As such, it is one of the most useful tools available for finding and targeting prospects to view one's marketing message. This site drives more traffic than YouTube, Reddit, Google, and LinkedIn combined. That is the reason a Pinterest bot is an essential tool for increasing website traffic. This program will help you find targeted leads based on the specific keywords you name. It will gather user IDs from public areas of Pinterest such as comment threads, pinned boards, and more. It can be set to auto-follow other users who show an interest that matches the product or service being marketed. By mass following others, the bot gains you followers who follow you back. Many of these will then click on through to your website. You can also take a pin from one of your followers and repin it or share it with the rest of your network. This helps to keep you fresh and inside of your audience. There is also an auto-like function that searches out pins, boards, and more that match the keywords given. Whenever one is found, the like link is activated, which can tie your network into Facebook and vice versa. Of course, everyone hates spammers. For this reason, one special feature is necessary to have the best bot. That is the ability to move certain IDs to a blacklist and avoid sending them messages if they express a desire to stop receiving them. This feature can also be used to fine-tune a marketing message and send it out to only a portion of one's network that has shown greater interest in a particular item while avoiding those who seem disinterested. If one uses a Pinterest bot with all of these features, the odds are that he or she will see a massive influx of traffic to his/her website. Of course, it is then up to him/her to ensure that the site is interesting enough that those who visit will want to come back as repeat customers. With many followers, you can surely create the traffic you've always wanted. There is actually a variety of reasons why people want to generate as much followers as they could. For the entrepreneurs, they want followers so that many gets to follow their posts, which will help them promote their business. It is true that a lot of users use social media such as Pinterest so that they can promote their business in the most convenient way they could. After all, promoting your business online is the easiest way yet very profitable means because you'll get to spread your advertisement in a span of time. Chapter 12, Tips on Building Your Business with Pinterest. Although Facebook and Twitter are still the top most social networking sites in the world as first and second, respectively, there is a new and fast rising social site that's been making its name these past few months. It's called Pinterest. If truth be told, Pinterest's popularity is so high lately that many online sites are trying to copy their concept and simply put a little twist on it to make it their own. Many people and businesses hadn't caught up with this latest trend in the market, so this article should help you get some ideas on what Pinterest is and how you can personally use it or how it can be of use to your business and website. Through Pinterest, you can manage and share everything that you find good, fascinating, and beautiful on the internet. Users utilize the pin boards to organize their current projects, concerns, and ideas such as home decorating ideas, wedding plans and designs, personal fashion preferences, work-related inspirations, free recipe collections, and others. There are about 32 various topics that can check out and make use of. The best thing about Pinterest is that, since it's a social site, pinners can also look into the pin boards that were created by others. Surfing other people's pin boards is a fun and interesting way to learn about new ideas and things about anything and everything that you have any interest of. For instance, if you are interested about art, you can check out the said category and look for pin boards that other people pinned so that you can acquire the latest art-related news and ideas, and so on. The most important words or phrases to learn if you want to enter the world of Pinterest are pin and board. Pin is the term used for every image that is put into Pinterest, while board is a collection of such pins. Pinterest allows all users to add countless pins, as many as they want. You can also follow all the boards of a particular pinner or just follow a certain board that you're interested in. As you can ascertain from the know-how of Pinterest above, you can add images or pins in your Pinterest account that will feature your services and/or products. Then, you can also include a follow button from Pinterest to your own website. Make sure that your images are interesting and fun to catch the attention of all pinners, because if they are attracted, they can repin your images to their own pin boards, but you, as the original source, will get some credit for it. And, you should know that repins retain the original source link even if it's repined for numerous times, so your website will certainly get attention. Chapter 13, Promotion Techniques for Pinterest. Pinterest is a visually based social media site that focuses on users interacting based on common interests and visual appeal, rather than social circles. This is where your social media methods must change from your techniques used on Facebook and Twitter. Leave the networking for those sites. Here, you must appeal to what people want and ideally what those outside of your social circles want to see. Number 1. Showing off your business the Pinteresting way. Pinterest isn't just about working off of a single pin board. There are various topics for you to cover, so make sure that you spread your business across every topic you can. You can even use Pinterest to tell stories of your business, such as the history influences that brought about its present structure. Don't just post items for sale, or pictures of your products and services, because you won't appeal to the browsing nature that is present on this media. It's all about the looks here. If you're a local business, create boards with pictures of your city, surrounding areas, and even photography that is unique to your area. Be sure to set the localization of your business to improve local SEO rankings and coverage for your account. Number 2. Linking to your sites. Pinterest focuses primarily on pictures and videos. Your links must be relayed through images. You can utilize this primarily through your blogs and website, further improving the value that images and videos have on a site's effectiveness. Because of the connective abilities that Pinterest offers, you can link to various sites throughout your network. But remember that your links will draw traffic to a certain site, and this is where you'll have to do your best to impress them. Don't guide traffic to vacant parking lots, draw them to areas where others have already gathered. Pinterest definitely gives you an edge when it comes to directing site traffic, if you do it the right way. Number 3. A few things to be aware of. No privacy settings. This means that anyone can look at your information and pins. Of course, this is somewhat of a double-edged sword, allowing anyone on the internet to find you, but that also leaves you open to spam. While this doesn't seem to be a problem right now, it is something to look out for, primarily comments with irrelevant links posted to your pins. Overall, Pinterest is an excellent business tool in the making. There may still be a few adjustments to be made, perhaps some new interest board topics and other quirks, but for the most part, Pinterest is a social media tool that can definitely boost your business's online presence that customers will be interested in. When you locate expert information to aid you in organizing your event, it is very simple to follow them when they are pinned. Find out who the go-to authority for your event is and create a board for them exclusively. A wealth of great ideas will be sure to result. You can follow magazines, blogs, and professional websites. If your event is public and you need to create interest or generate participation, use descriptive images with popular tags to attract a target audience. Simply select those titles that are associated with the interested parties and their attention will be yours. Compile a variety of subjects or themes in the beginning of your project and allow interested parties to respond. Your audience will define their interest for you and your pre-selected topics will guide your theme. Events are rarely planned by a single individual. Brainstorming is a very effective approach to developing your ideas. Adding images to boards and developing ideas is the favorite activity of Pinterest subscribers. When you allow your friends or coworkers to pin and rape in their ideas, the ideas you've supplied will evolve on their own. If you are working with collaborators, it becomes easy to compile a list of pros and cons for any ideas suggested. Crowdsourcing is an excellent way to gather inspiration. When you post ideas for the public to respond to, your pin boards will completely fill out. Pin pictures of those who are scheduled and pictures of those you wish to invite and watch your guest list take on a life of its own. It would virtually be impossible to overlook an item of planning when you have highly visible image-based reminders at your disposal. With those who follow and like your photos, no idea will be left unexplored. Use the Pinterest board to show people what kind of activities they might expect to see at your event. Making separate boards for each activity will allow for a more comprehensive coverage of your topic. When your event is over and the participants want to gather photos of the event for their own use, there is no other place better suited to share them with those who attended. You will not have to wait for everyone to finally get around to tagging their photo to their Facebook uploads. Chapter 14, Using Pinterest to Organize Events. It is easy to keep your ideas in organized board as you begin planning your event. You can create individual boards with dedicated topics using identifying images. Each aspect of your event can have its own place. When you add the Pin It button plugin to your browser, it is quick and easy to post the images your research uncovers. The images you select can be instantly added to your Pinterest pin boards as you navigate to relevant websites. You simply select the appropriate image, choose which board to add it to, provide a simple description and pin it. Visual references in the form of the pins you collect enable you to instantly arrive at the information you have collected. You can reference any topic related to organizing your event, compile a list of vendors to supply your event, and mold your event's look and feel. Your pins are not restricted to only your Pinterest profile. You can link your profile to Twitter and Facebook, making it extremely easy to share your ideas with anyone associated with your project. You can also scroll through the boards other collaborators have placed on their Pinterest profiles and gain more insight to direct your efforts. As you begin pinning and repinning various items, others can follow you. If they become instrumental to your campaign, it is a simple prospect to add them to your boards. The inspiration is not limited to only those you are already aware of, however. You can follow and be followed by anyone in the world who has a profile on Pinterest. Becoming inspired by other people's pin boards is what Pinterest is all about. There are many themes involved in planning any event. Regardless of how many efforts you must put together, Pinterest has made it a highly efficient process to add and delete any number of subjects to your profile. All of the boards you create will be permanently placed on Pinterest until the time you decide they are no longer needed. This is especially useful when being involved with organizing recurring events like company picnics or Christmas parties. Editing and sharing your pins with friends is made especially easy with Pinterest. Anyone associated with your project can like your pins, thus casting their vote on the content you post. Friends and followers become collaborators to your efforts, while you, the creator of your boards, maintain control of the content. Chapter 15: Reasons on Using Pinterest for an Event. Making your pins visually compelling is a must if your pins are to be popular. Some of the most followed pinners come from a digital design background. Their pins are bright and colorful. Select your pins to be as visually compelling as possible by carefully selecting those photos, videos, and infographics that are the most gripping. If you create your boards to appeal to a variety of interests among your targeted audience, your boards will become a special place to your visitors. They have the option to follow your entire profile or to select specific boards of yours to follow. Pin your images with this in mind to get the results you hope for. You can create special boards to target specific niches. Pinterest visitors often want to view new pins from people they are not already following. Browsing with a definite category to find the things that interest them is what they do when searching for their interests. Appropriately categorizing your boards will ensure that the right folks find the things you pin. Base your board's category on the affiliated content that accurately represents what your event offers. Use keywords in your descriptions. Appropriate keywords allow proper context to lead to desired exposure. Your keywords should embrace the information found in your pin as well as why you pinned it. That will help your pins to be found. That way, when someone uses your keyword in the search box, your pins will be listed in the results. Create a speaker's board in keeping with conventional social media rules. You want to temper the information you pin with relevant content from additional source beyond your own. By including relevant information that others are pinning relating to your event topic, you are sure to not exclude those you wish to attract to the event you are organizing. In the end, you will realize that using Pinterest will provide you with all your business need. It will be a lot easier if you use any social media to promote an event you are organizing. Through this, you'll get to reach as much people as you can. You should know that getting people be interested with your event, you have to make a lot of promotional campaigns. You just can't consume your time promoting alone. You have to consider preparing for the main event. That is why it will help you a lot if you would promote online, because you will not be stuck to promoting it only. You can let the magic of social media work. It will be spread from one account to another. You will just be amazed with the fact that even those you don't know will know your cause. 5. Follow-up. Collecting photos from the attendees after the event is an excellent way to promote your company and your clients as well. There is no better vehicle to use to accomplish this as Pinterest. Use the power of the social media to celebrate your event and promote future opportunities. 6. News. Showcasing your event on blogs and in news articles is an excellent way to promote your efforts within the event planning industry. Pin boards are ideally suited to doing this. You can link your pins back to the landing pages previously created to support your efforts. 7. Portfolios. There is no better way to showcase the history, mission statement, and vision of your company than using pins of past, present, and future events as they are being planned. In keeping with the appropriate SEO techniques, you can be sure to promote your brand and attract a loyal following through Pinterest. 8. Credit your sources. It is always important to remember to credit your sources when pinning to the public. Copyright laws are often infringed upon even by those with the best intentions. The surest way to avoid this is to be certain to properly credit your sources whenever using information provided by others. Chapter 16: Tips on Succeeding in Your Events Through Pinterest. There are actually a lot of ways that you could succeed in organizing your event through Pinterest. Despite that, there are ways that you should consider so that you can be assured of all the things that would come your way. Below are the following tips that you should bear in mind to avoid the hustle and bustle of event organizing. 1. Venues. Many event organizers work in a variety of locations that include many different settings. Keeping each of these venues on dedicated boards is an excellent way to keep clients apprised of your efforts. Using photos of the places you've been allows them to sort through their options quickly. It is also a good idea to include the capacities of the facility listed so prospective clients can appropriately include or exclude them from their options according to their needs. 2. Attendance gifting. Attendee gifts can often present a challenge when looking for that unique idea that best represents the theme or purpose of the event being planned. Creating a designated board for this purpose and allowing others to pin their ideas can greatly enhance your selection of the perfect gift to offer. Additional ideas collected on boards can serve for future events to be planned. 3. Furniture. Most companies offering rental furniture have many items to select from. You can create separate boards for tables, chairs, sofas and any other items that may be needed. You can categorize these options to dedicated themes and create a database for future event planning. By saving your favorite choices to their own boards, you can avoid having to sift through long lists of items which were previously decided against. 4. Invitations. Innovative invitations are always among the most challenging tasks for event planners. The beauty in using Pinterest boards to compile your invitation data again lies in the ability of others to contribute their ideas. Pin boards are ideally suited to store the items you absolutely love, making them and their providers easy to access for any event. Publicly displaying your invitations when it is appropriate to do so is easily accomplished at Pinterest. This is the most fun part of organizing your event. Navigate to relevant web pages that contain the information you wish to include and put your pin it button to work. Choose the item you want to include, name it and select the board you want to pin it to. It will instantly be placed to the board. Pinterest offers you the opportunity to view your pin right away, or you can see it afterward by visiting your profile page. Continue until your boards are full of the ideas you collect. Inviting collaborators is the final step to setting your event planning in motion. It is rare to organize an event all by yourself, and you probably will benefit from the ideas of others. Inviting other pinners to list their ideas to your board will give you additional inspiration and a whole bevy of ideas. Inviting collaborators is easy and fun to do at Pinterest. Choose the board you wish to invite people to and select the edit button at the base of the board. Pushing the Me and Contributors option allows anyone you list under who can pin to participate in your event planning by pinning images of their own to the board you've selected. Chapter 17, Pinterest on Successful Events. Creating a board on the Pinterest homepage is begun by clicking Add on the upper right-hand portion of the page. From there, choose the Create a Board option. If you are planning an event, choose a name that best describes it. Some ideas could include the name of the event and the date it occurs. If you are planning a wedding, your choice could include the name of the bride and groom. Be sure to include the specific keywords needed to guide your targeted audience to your boards. Installing many pins to your board will be a regular part of the organizing and event process. Selecting the appropriate images are very important here. Instead of uploading each item from the Pinterest homepage, you will want to install the Pin It button to your web browser. This will enable you to pin directly from the site you are visiting without leaving the page you are on. Installing the button involves clicking on the About from the Pinterest homepage and selecting the Pin It button option. Display your bookmarks bar by clicking View underscore Toolbars underscore Bookmarks Toolbar. Now just drag the Pin It button to your bookmarks toolbar. From now on, whenever you are browsing on the web, simply push the Pin It button to automatically pin the image of you choosing to the board of your choice. Decide on the most important aspects of the event you are planning and dedicate an individual board to each idea. Ask yourself, what are the most important ideas you wish to include and share with those involved? For example, if you are organizing a party, some of your categories could include entertainment, food, music and a guest list. If your event is a seminar, your board titles could include speakers, topics discussed, location, food and equipment needed. You could begin by devising a list of categories that you want to develop and create a board for each one. As you begin to pin your ideas, you will see the category evolve and develop into a well-organized option to your event. Currently, Pinterest is available by only invitation. It helps the user to share his interesting stuffs as visual images. It is a social site which binds users via photos. After the user has created an account and logged in, they will be asked if they need a board in which one can post relevant photos. While surfing internet, if anyone need to have the photograph from website means just pin the image by clicking the button Pin It. If another user of the site likes your image, then they may follow your future pins. Pinterest has limited application in business because it won't offer any direct advertisement services. Pinterest in future has business models and will be coming out with paid service in a solid user base establishment. Using the multi-channel marketing mix, retailers can benefit with highly visual product lines. Pinterest users' image-based lifestyle followers, so sharing the content with illustration and visual image may reinforce a brand. Pinterest's main focus with demographic is to reach with visual nature, which fits for retailers. It is incorporated with brand's larger social marketing strategy. Pinterest offers the customers of the retailers to share the brand content with other online social network. And the retailer should facilitate their websites with pinned option. In addition to site optimization, the retailers should highlight the offer and discounts to Pinterest referrals. Chapter 18, Pinterest as a successful model. Pinterest, the hottest buzz in the tech world at the moment, is considered as the new social hit. It has reached the 10 million mark already, and tech savants evaluate it as the most successful innovation after Facebook in recent times. What makes it so captivating? Let us have a deep look on this latest fad. The Pinterest is all about social sharing. The website allows its users to create a self-board and pin images, videos or URLs of any interesting things they stumble upon in the web world. It opens up a global platform for its users, letting users to share the things they love/attracts, with people of similar interest worldwide. The Pinterest works on invitation only, and so one can become a pinner only after sending an email request, which upon acceptance will send the activation link, allowing the user to log in via their Facebook/Twitter account. Also, the Facebook/Twitter friends can send invite for their network friends to join them in pinning things of similar tastes. The Pinterest has a beguiling interface that gains traction. A user can create unlimited boards in his account, pin any number of images and videos, and rape in any user's pins that has attracted them. The Pinterest is also tapped in as a marketing tool for business, as one can easily promote their business, connect with their customers, stay active in the Pinterest community by pinning, repinning, following other boards, etc., and thus create a loyal fan base for their brand. Does the phenomenal growth of the Pinterest and its obsession among the web users dumbstruck you? So if you think to develop your own Pinterest website and create a unique web presence, there is numerous Pinterest clone script popping up over the internet due to the rising demand from new takers. If you have understood well about the Pinterest trends, its strategies and working, a good Pinterest script that bestows a similar interface and features will help you start a Pinterest-like website without any hardship. Chapter 19, Pinterest Frequently Asked Question. There are a lot of applications coming out these days, especially when it comes to social media. One of the many things that you can enjoy is Pinterest. It is one social media that you can enjoy just like Facebook and Twitter, but like any other application, it has certain things that needs to be tackled. With the coming of Pinterest, there are also questions that would come along. It would be best then that you take a look at those frequently asked questions before you start using Pinterest. Through this, you will be able to avoid hassles and things will be a lot easier for you. You can visit their website for your own review, but before anything else, try looking at these frequently asked questions. 1. How do I create a new board? You have the option to choose who can pin to your board. You can choose just me, or if you'd like multiple contributors, you can choose multiple people. Choosing multiple people will require that you add the other person's username or email address. 2. How do I pin an image from the web onto a board? There are a couple ways to do this. You can go to the menu bar at the top right of the Pinterest page and click Add, greater than Add Pin. From here, you can enter the URL of the website image and click Pin It. 3. How do I search for specific types of images? You can look for certain types of images by clicking on the Everything link and selecting one of the 18 categories provided, such as GIFs, Food plus Drink, Travel, DIY, Kids, etc. Another option is to typing in the search field specifically what you are interested in, such as flower arrangements or Audrey Hepburn. This should return images where those words were used in the description of the image. 4. How do I rearrange my boards so that my most frequently viewed are at the top, or any other arrangement? The Pinterest staff has recently added this feature. Go to your username, greater than your boards. This should produce all of your boards. There is a rearrange button in the top right corner. Click that button, move your boards in the order you want, and then click save. It's as easy as that. 5. How do I delete a pin or a board? For either a board or a pin, you should see an edit button when you hover over the image. Click edit and then delete, pin or board, in the new window that appears. The above questions are just few of the many things that could come your way. However, You shouldn't be discouraged of the things you will be seeing because this is part of the technicalities of the said application. Closing. Now that you have learned more about Pinterest, you may have realized that great things come in small packages. Just like this social media application, you can surely have the easiest way to promote your business and flaunt your expertise. You can take Venbook as your guide so that you will know how things are to be taken. In the end, you will realize that this book will help you understand the basics of Pinterest and more to that you will gain the knowledge in how to take advantage of it. You can definitely read on this over and over again so that you will have a deeper realization of what Pinterest is.